8:38 on a Saturday morning. And like many weekend parents, I'm up. The struggling noise you can hear behind me, the rattling, is my shopping trolley. As I happily found out that Sainsbury's is open from 8 o'clock so I can get some shopping tasks out the way before madness sets in the supermarket. What was unusual about this morning, and quite a few mornings now they've got darker, is that my two-year-old has to be woken up by me, which takes me back to when she was a baby and sleeping until 9 o'clock. Something I don't always talk about because obviously babies are different, and I had an incredibly good sleeper, which just sounds like bragging. But when you've got something good, you do feel thankful for it. This morning was really quite unusual. There I am lying awake at 6:30 in the morning and everybody else is asleep. What it did give me though, apart from I don't feel tired, I feel okay, but I did have that half an hour, 45 minutes to myself, and I surfed the net and I looked at my tweets and generally just started the day by looking at the news and just feeling a little bit more in touch with the world. Which does bring me on to the subject in hand, which is time to yourself. I'm a great believer in time to yourself. You don't have to be engaged with your child all the time. In fact, that would be really rather exhausting. For me, the evening times are really quite crucial, so making sure that my two-year-old gets to bed at a decent time means that I have quality time to do some things before I flake out. But such is the life of a busy working parent. I mean, you get home, you get the dinner, you get your dinner, you get little one in pyjamas, toothbrush, story read, and by the time all that's finished, it's 8 o'clock and you are shattered. And all you want to do is veg out on the sofa. Well, there's nothing wrong with vegging out. I guess I would just say that from my experience, it would be better to perhaps not spend so much time watching TV unless you really enjoy watching documentaries. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm no one to talk. I'm hopelessly addicted to EastEnders, so it's no hope for me. I guess what I'm really trying to say is that if you haven't done it lately, why not give it a go? Make sure you get 2 hours a night of really quality time for yourself. You, after that initial fade of energy after you put the kids to bed, ride it out, stay awake, and then see if you can get your brain alert again. That's really worked for me. Writing is one of the ways that I wake myself up again. Anybody who's got a hobby, some people might go out, some people might be doing this already, but I just wanted to share it because I thought, you know, it really does make a difference when you have had a little bit of time to yourself.